Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus. Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, May 12th. How does one find affordable homeowners insurance in San Diego County? More on that next, but first, the headlines. San Diego Unified employees who were warned of layoffs are now being offered new positions in the district. In March, the school district told 69 staff members that they could lose their jobs at the end of the school year. But this week, the district says all of them have been offered a chance to fill upcoming vacancies. The district says it's reached agreements with three unions representing classified employees. Classified positions include school secretaries, clerks, and teachers' aides. A heads up for any residents traveling along Interstate 805 or Chula Vista's Telegraph Canyon Road. State officials say that a portion of Telegraph Canyon Road will be closed for construction each night at 10:30 in the evening and end at 5 a.m. Construction will conclude on Thursday. Caltrans is closing the east and westbound lanes of Telegraph Canyon Road, spanning from Nacion Avenue through Hallicrest Drive. The work is part of the Bridge Safety and Sound Walls project, which places noise-dampening barriers along the route. Construction is expected to be completed by late 2026. An extreme heat warning was lifted last night, and now things are expected to cool down just a bit over the next few days. Forecasters say that May gray is among us, with some foggy conditions expected. This morning will bring some early morning fog, gradually becoming more sunny throughout the day. Highs will land near 75 degrees and lows around 55 degrees. Overall, warmer weather is anticipated to move back in by the end of the week. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS has partnered with StoryCorps for the One Small Step program. We invite you to sign up to have a conversation with a person that may have different views, so you may talk, not about politics, but to understand each other better. Sign up at kpbs.org/onesmallstep.
Having a home with a mortgage means having homeowners insurance. But how do you find the policy that's right for you at an affordable price? Reporter John Carroll looked into that for our series, The Price of San Diego, and shared what he found with anchor Debbie Cruz.
Let's start with how best to find a policy that has the amount of coverage you need. I know you talked to two experts. What did they tell you about that?
I spoke with Janet Ruiz and Carmen Balber. Ruiz is with the Insurance Information Institute. They're a nonprofit trade association supported by various insurance companies. Balber is with Consumer Watchdog. They are a nonprofit that works to protect taxpayer and consumer rights against corporate and political interests, and of course that includes the insurance industry. Ruiz had a couple of things to say about finding the right amount of insurance.
In areas like this where there's a lot of wildfire risk area, you want to be sure that you have coverage for extended replacement costs and building code upgrade if you're buying an older home.
Cost is always a concern. Seems just about everything is more expensive in California. What did you learn about costs here versus elsewhere in the country?
It's something that's hard to pin down because the cost for you versus me can vary widely. Here's what Carmen Balber had to say about that.
If I were to tell you insurance rates went up in California an average of 25% over the last several years, you would be hearing from irate viewers saying, my rate went up 400%. What are you talking about? That number doesn't come close to reality. But I can say with certainty that rates have gone up in the double digits across the state for most California homeowners. And many in San Diego County will have felt an even bigger hit because much of the county faces increased fire risk.
There are some averages to look at here, though. Ruiz said in 2020, the average annual cost of a homeowner's insurance premium in California was $1,241 versus $1,311 as an average for the rest of the country. She said in 2024, the average cost in California had risen to $1,750 compared to the national average of $1,800.
So, John, I'm sure a big question on a lot of listeners' minds is, how do you find the best deal on a policy?
That is the thing, right? There are a number of things you can do. First, if you live in an area where there is high risk of wildfire, insurance companies, if they agree to cover you, must offer discounts for mitigation efforts. Here's what Balber had to say about that.
I would urge every person who's being told wildfire risk is the reason for increased costs or losing their coverage to find out how much they could reduce those costs or if it might qualify them if they took steps to make their home more fire safe. Insurance companies aren't recognizing those efforts to scale, and they're not doing enough of it, but there are pockets of opportunity out there if you do wildfire mitigation to save some money. And of course, it does reduce the risk your home burns down.
Which, of course, is always a good thing. And here's what Ruiz had to say on that topic.
If you have higher deductibles, you're going to have lower premiums. So that's always one of the number one ways you can save money on your insurance premium. Two, find out what the discounts are. So if you have an alarm system, a sprinkler system, if you're near a fire department, if your home has wildfire resistant siding and a good roof, and you have your vents covered, all those things can come into play to give you discounts.
Two more things on that, Debbie. If you're going to go with higher deductibles, Ruiz recommends having a rainy day fund to pay those deductibles. She also says some carriers offer military discounts.
So what's ahead for homeowners insurance here in San Diego County? Is there anything in the works that could lead to price stabilization or even lower costs?
Well, kind of. Both Ruiz and Balber said the situation with homeowners insurance could improve this year, but they said that for very different reasons. Ruiz says since January, more companies have been writing more policies in California because she said the state has allowed them to charge what she called correct premiums. Balber, on the other hand, pointed to legislation that Consumer Watchdog is sponsoring this year with a group of wildfire survivors called the Every Fire Survivors Network. She said the bill would require insurance companies to cover you if you meet state fire safety guidelines. So, Debbie, a lot of things to consider.
A lot of things to consider. Thank you, John.
Supporters of a new San Diego County sales tax increase say they have enough signatures to put the decision on the November ballot, but questions remain about where the money will go. Voice of San Diego's Scott Lewis explains for this week's edition of Why It Matters.
You might have seen people gathering signatures recently promising to fix the Tijuana River sewage crisis. Their petition was for a half-cent sales tax increase for the county of San Diego. But if you ask them what exactly it would do to solve the biggest environmental problem that has plagued San Diego for more than 40 years, they wouldn't be able to say. The organizers of the campaign don't really know either, but they know it will need money, and the sales tax would deliver that. Signature gatherers commissioned by the largest union of county employees, healthcare and childcare advocates, and other allies turned in their signatures this week. They say they have more than enough to make sure that the tax gets on the ballot in November. If voters pass it, it is estimated it will bring the county $360 million more per year. It requires county leaders to set aside about $80 million to fund, quote, infrastructure and engineering projects to stop sewage flows from Tijuana into the United States. But the problem is a complex one. It starts in Mexico, where millions of people live without adequate sewage systems. Supporters of the local tax said the money would stay in San Diego, and ultimately they hope to divert the entire river. The tax has a good chance of being on the November ballot. For Voice of San Diego, I'm Scott Lewis, and that's why it matters.
The City of San Diego presented updates to its street improvement plan at the City Council meeting on Monday. Reporter Katie Heisen says the changes followed residents complaining the plan was redlining them again.
San Diego has a 10-year plan to improve street pavement. The city planned to stretch limited budget dollars by prioritizing streets that aren't as bad. But residents in the lower-income, majority Black and Latino neighborhoods in District 4 pointed to a problem. After 10 years, the condition of their streets would still not be as good as the current streets in wealthier District 5. KPBS brought you that story after the city released the plan 2 years ago. Since then, the city has made some changes. Annual paving investments in what they call communities with equity needs now have to be at least proportionate to the percentage of city streets located there. And instead of relying only on neighbors reporting potholes through the Get It Done app, the city formalized a new strategy, sending a crew into what they call underreporting communities to proactively identify and repair potholes. These changes aim to create more equity between neighborhoods, but the city faces a huge pothole in the budget, a $118 million deficit. Because of underfunding, the city lowered its overall street condition goal from satisfactory to fair. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Marine mammals make sounds that humans cannot hear. At UC San Diego, composer Lei Leung is working with musicians to interpret their sounds for human ears. Environment reporter Tammy Murga says the work is called The Inaudible Ocean.
We can now hear what the world sounds like at some of the most inaccessible places to human beings, because humans cannot live there. This microphone that records underwater called hydrophones. And then we go to the lab and hear the data that we captured. The only way we can actually hear them is to slow them down, transpose them lower, so that they're brought to the human hearing range. We do something other than just playing some music in a concert hall. And I think that's behind everything that we're trying to do here, is to find a new importance of sound.
That was UC San Diego composer Lei Leung. The Inaudible Ocean premieres on May 20th at Conrad Prebys Concert Hall. An icon of the San Diego civil rights movement has died. Dr. Harold Hal Brown died on May 6th at the age of 92. He was the founder of SDSU's Afro-American Studies program, which today lives on as the Department of Africana Studies. Current chair of the department, Adisa Al-Kibalan, reflects on his legacy and contributions.
One of the things that I often say is that the universe was aligned, you know, to have Hal Brown in San Diego and to have been a part of San Diego State at the time that he was, because without Hal Brown, there would have been and there would be no Africana Studies.
Al-Kibalan said Brown continued to fight for civil rights up until his death. You can listen to the full conversation on KPBS Midday Edition, wherever you get your podcasts. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I thank you for that. Have a great day.
Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.